Crazy House, written by James Patterson with Gabrielle Charbonnet, read by Therese Plummer. I pushed open our screen door so hard that one of the hinges busted, making it tilt crazily. Watch it, idiot. Anything I broke, I had to fix. It wasn't like there was anyone else to do it. Halfway around the side of the house, I remembered to look at my watch. 5:55. Silently, I mouthed, "Crap." I turned around, stomped up the steps, across the porch, through the broken screen door, and into our living room. Curfew wasn't over till 6 a.m., and I'd seen what happened to people who didn't think the provost meant what he said about curfew. He really, really meant it. He meant inside your house from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Not in your yard, not under your carport, not leaning against your fence enjoying the breeze. And he always, always knew. My jaw was so tight it was starting to hurt. Since I had 3 minutes left to kill, I went back into the kitchen and cut myself a couple slices of bread. I had a PB&J in my hand by 6:01, and I hurried out to the carport where Ma's dinky purple moped was leaning against a pole. Just looking at it bummed me out. For one thing, it reminded me of Ma, which, obviously, bad. For another thing, it reminded me of Becca, because she's the one who used the moped now, and I was ready to skin her alive. Third, it had a top speed of 12 miles an hour. 12 miles an hour. And that was on a full charge, which it had, only if Becca remembered to plug it in the night before. Fourth, the pickup had been Pa's, and he'd left me in charge of it. There were only a few pickup trucks left in the entire cell. We'd only been allowed to keep it because it was so ancient that I practically had to push start it. But I still loved it. I was still the one who used it. And now Becca had taken it, had left before curfew, and was probably already getting high with her loser doper friends. And who would have to come up with some lame excuse about her tardiness or absence at school? Me. Who had to hope that somehow she hadn't already been seen out before curfew? Me. As mad as I was, I didn't want to see her go through that. I never wanted to see her go through that. Ma's moped started easily enough, and I wheeled it around, then got on and steered through our gate with my non-sandwich-holding hand. The more I heard the gentle hum of its little engine pushing us down the road, the madder I got. My sandwich was gone by the time I reached Murphy's Crossroads. Not that there are any Murphys anymore. I guess 47's Crossroads didn't have the same ring. At the big, Healthier United sign, I turned left to take the road to town, all the time searching the crop fields for the curved red roof of the pickup, poking out above the wheat. Becca had several usual hangouts, and I circled down to the gully where kids went to smoke and generally be bad citizens. No one was there. And the tire tracks in the rutted mud looked a couple days old, at least. By 7:30, I had puttered to all of Becca's lairs. Though I'd found several of her red-eyed friends, none of them admitted seeing ridiculous. And no one had seen my truck. She'd done an excellent job of disappearing. Damnation!